Good morning.
So have you got any advice for Larry as his first year as the announcer at Heinz Field?
Don't screw up Roethlisberger.
Touchdown, Roethlisberger. I got that.
How's it feel to be back in camp?
Good. You know, to get back out here around the guys, on the field, staying in the dorm as much as we hate it, we're here. So we deal with it, and it's fun to be back.
We were talking to Troy Polamalu with the kids running around. Now, you don't have that yet,
right.
But he was saying kind of it's a break to come to camp.
Yeah, it is. You see them get away from stuff. I have enough kids with my teammates that I have to deal with all the time that, you know, I'll have my own here before too long running around. And I hear from a lot of the guys that have been married and have kids that are at home running around that this is a nice little getaway for them. So not yet, but I'm sure someday I'll feel the same way.
Are you getting an overload of fatherly advice?
Yes. Yes, a lot of it. But it's but I take it all because I think with that, it's you shouldn't take it lightly, you know. So it's an awesome task that I'm ready for.
Yeah, no matter what happens or what anybody tells you, when it does come, it's unique, and it's one of those, okay, I get it now. So that's down the road, but right now, I don't know. What else do you talk about? Everybody's asking you, do you know the playbook and all that stuff? We heard Todd Haley say that things are coming together, so we'll assume that's the way it's going. But he said that he's putting a lot on you to make calls and situations, so they obviously have a lot of faith in you doing that.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's on. You know, I put it on myself. I hold myself to a level of expectation. And, you know, so it is coming together. I think every day we get a little bit better, and we keep learning. And I think I'm trying to take my food. And, you know, we keep learning, keep getting better, and that's the way it's going to go.
Ben, Mike Wallace not being in camp, how significant is that? I mean, this is a pro. I mean, can he just come in at any point and be okay?
Well, we do have a new offense that I hope that, you know, coaches send him stuff and he's learning it. So the big thing, it's on him. How much has he been doing on his own? And I think when he comes in, we'll be ready to jump in and go with him.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. I've talked to Mike a couple times, and, you know, that's – you know, I saw an article that kind of said that it's on me to
yeah,
step up. And
Ron Cook,
yeah, I was a little disappointed in Ron. I said, Ron, come talk to me. I've been looking for Ron to talk to him, and that's my thing is I actually have talked to Mike quite a few times, and so you know, it's up to Mike. You know, I'm not his agent, and I don't work for the Steelers. You know, it's on Mike. We just tell him how much we want him to be here, and I've even had a conversation the day one. Right after the run test, I went up to Mr. Rooney and said, Mr. Rooney, what can I do to help? Is there anything I can do? Do you want me to call Mike? Do you want me to go down there? What can I do to help the situation? So, Mr. Cook, I have talked to both sides, and I've been doing everything I can to try and get it done.
I think Cook's dodging you. I do, but we saw the ambassador. He's still flying an airplane. Is he the best or what?
He's awesome. I had so much fun going to his house over in Ireland when we got there and having breakfast, and just you know, he's just so awesome.
Well, Ben, have a great season. I'm looking forward, hopefully, announcing your name more than even last year.
I hope so, too, and good luck to you.
And good luck with changing the diapers.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's going to be a big year. Ben Roethlisberger, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.